$29,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on the dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond at the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at keimhome.com for more information.
And welcome back here. Game number five is up next. We have out of Division One, the Newark Wildcats, and out of Division Three, get ready to take on the Knights of Archbishop Hoban. That's coming your way next here on WKLM.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Johnsonville brats, $4.98. USDA inspected twin pack whole pork shoulder butts, $1.58 a pound. We also have USDA choice boneless bottom round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA inspected pork shoulder steak, $2.18 a pound. USDA choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. Gerber's all white ground chicken, $4.48 a pound. 10-pound bag of Gerber's chicken leg quarters, 78 cents a pound. And sweet imported red cherries, $3.98 a pound. It's all now through Sunday at Rohde's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course. At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently. Decrease employee turnover and increase your bottom line.
And welcome back here to the Classic in the Country, getting set for game number five, featuring out of Division One, the Newark Wildcats. They come in with a record of 10-3 on the year. And out of Division Three, it's the Archbishop Hoban Knights. They come in with a record of 13-1 on the year. We'll take a quick break, come back. I'm Troy Fritz. I'll be joined by Frank Salona here for the contest. We'll be back after this here on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with the winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. The perfect blend of style and durability. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. No staining, no sealing, just stunning hassle-free elegance. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
And welcome back here. We are about to get underway here. Game number five of the afternoon in this 2025 Classic in the Country Challenge here from the Reese Center on the campus of Berlin Highland High School. Newark Wildcats getting ready to take on the Archbishop Knights out of Hoban. I'm Troy Fritz again, joined today by Frank Salona. And Frank, two quality ball teams on the floor here. Of course, Newark coming out of Division I, coming out of the southern part of Ohio. Archbishop Hoban out of Division III, out of the northeast area. You know a little bit about Hoban coming from your area of the woods. What are we looking for here today, Frank?
Well, you know, this is a Hoban team that started off the season with a loss against Brush. They lost that game by 14 points, and guess what? It fired them up because they won 13 straight after that.
Wake-up call.
They have beaten some teams that are pretty good basketball teams. Kent McKinley, Green has a very good basketball team. Howland has a good basketball team. Central Catholic out of Toledo. They have won some games that certainly have some powerhouse schools and some traditions there. But, you know, a good team always has a great coach, and Pam Davis in her sixth year at Hoban, many, many years before that at Canton McKinley, and she's won over 600 basketball games. She's a Hall of Famer, and that's why.
Absolutely. And on the other side of this, you go to Newark. Newark's been a Division I program, and they've been loaded here the last few years. They've got talent on the floor again this year, but they're under a new head coach in Jack Pertell.
Yeah, Jack Pertell in his first season, but again, longtime coach, over 500 and some wins now in his career. They started out 6-0. What a great start for them. But guess what? They ran into a Pickering Central team, and just about everybody loses to Pickering Central. They lost that ball game by 22 points. But then they rattled off a couple of wins, and they ran into another good basketball team with Dublin Jerome. And then another win, and then they ran into Reynoldsburg, who is really good, and they're 9-3 on the season. So right now they've lost two of their last three, but they've played some pretty good basketball.
And Coach Jack Pertell, familiar with Reynoldsburg, he spent many years there as a coach. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Frank will have your starting lineups. We'll tip off game number five here after this on WKLM.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
And we are ready to get it underway here in game number five here at the Classic of the Country. Newark and Archbishop Hoban getting ready to tip it off. And for your starting lineups, here's Frank Salona.
All right, first of all, for the Archbishop Hoban Knights with a record of 13-1, and their head coach, Pamela Davis, in her sixth season with the Knights. Her overall record, how about this, folks, 6-24-122.
Impressive.
And she is certainly a Hall of Famer. She will go with a junior, number 2, Taylin Banta, 5'9". Also a junior, 5'7", number 21, Zoe Hodge. Another junior, number 22, 5'6", Niera Stevens, averaging 12 points per ball game. A senior in Finley Kennedy, she wears number 12, she's 5'9", and a 6'1 junior, number 32, Kathleen Jones. For the Newark Wildcats, 10-3 on the season under Coach Jack Pertell, his first season as their head coach of the Wildcats. Overall record, 535-214. Tell you what, I don't think we've had two coaches with over 1,000 wins combined in a ballgame in a long time. He will start a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 11 points. Emma Quackenbush, she wears number 12. A 5'9 sophomore, averaging 17 points. Number 15, Kaylee Geller. A 5'9 senior, averaging 7 points a ball game, is number 22, Addie Hall. Averaging 15 points a ball game, a freshman, 5'11, Leah Eckenrode. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 34, Megan Harriott, averaging about 6 rebounds per ball game. She's going to Tiffin University to play soccer and basketball.
Absolutely. One of our commits here at the Classic in the country. And take a look at this Newark team. They're young, but they're good. You hear the name Quackenbush, and you talk about legendary coaches. People in Newark will know that name. Her dad was on the boys' side for many years down there. So there's some basketball genes in that pool right there, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. And something about these two schools, the tradition really seems to be interweaved in both programs, not only in the basketball but other sports as well.
Absolutely. We've heard about Hoban for many years in the basketball world, both boys and girls side of it. Newark will be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be in their home white uniform with maroon numerals and black trim. The Knights from Hoban will be in their navy blue uniforms, gold numbers, and gold trim on the sides. We're about to get underway here. Newark will be going left to right on your TV screen, computer, iPad, or cell phone, however you join us. We're glad to have you along. We're about to get underway. Quackenbush steps to the center circle for Hoban. Kathleen Jones in there for the Knights. Officials at center circle. Ball's up, tip's underway, and we are underway, and Hoban controls the tip. Zoe Hodge brings it down for Hoban. Now front court with the basketball is Nira Stevens. Up top, high post. Bounce pass over on the right wing. Tried to go inside to Finley Kennedy. That was too tall. Thrown out of bounds. Turnover on Hoban. Newark will get its first possession here. They'll inbound into backcourt. Ball goes into the hands of number 15, Callie Geller. Geller brings it across the timeline. Works left side. Down in the left corner it goes to Hall. Addie Hall brings it up top. Guarded there by Zoe Hodge. Pass right wing to Harriet. Megan Harriet dribbles top of the key. She'll reset. Looks to go inside, taken away. That's going to be thrown to the hands of Banta. For Hoban, quickly the other way goes Stevens. Left side up off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, comes down. That's the Addie Hall, number 22 for Newark. Long baseball pass up the floor into the hands of Callie Geller. She got under the bucket, shot up, and she's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line.
And one of the things Newark needs to do here, Troy, is they've got to get the basketball down the floor before Hoban can set up this full court pressure.
Absolutely. You can see they wanted to do that. They're going to throw it over top of them every chance they get. Now that's going to send the 5'9 sophomore guard, Callie Geller, to the free throw line. She averages 17 points a contest for the Wildcats. Throws it up with the right hand, rims in and out. No good. She'll have one more remaining. Fires it toward the rim. Got that one. Newark draws first blood. They are up 1-0. Hoban with the basketball. Now into the front court. Talen Banta. Banta giving up to Finley Kennedy. Low post on the left side. Kathleen Jones up and in. Found her on the block.
That's a great look that time.
Absolutely. Good ball movement. Got her open on the low block. Now here comes Newark. Full court pressure being applied here by Hoban. They'll get it into the front court. Now about pass baseline taken away or not. Yep, there we go. Geller got it. Now Hoban into the front court with the basketball. And this will be Banta. She'll find on the right low post. That's number 22, Nira Stevens. Got the shot up. And let's see if they'll count it.
No, the basket did come back out, I believe, didn't it?
It did indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Talen Banta that time, great eyes on the floor. She, out of the corner of her eye, just happened to see Stevens coming down the floor that time.
Yeah, she made herself available on that right block. They found her. Stevens at the free throw line misses the first one. She's a 5 foot, 6 inch junior. Averages 12 points a contest here for the Knights. Stevens has one more remaining. Right hander eyes it, shoots it, and got it.
I was noticing Stevens there. Free throws. She was about 6 inches back off the line.
She
adjusted. Cheating herself.
Yeah, absolutely. Take away there by Hoban. They'll have it in the front court. This is going to be near Stevens, and we got a foul called on Newark. Let's see who they got. They got Addie Hall. That's going to be the second team foul on Newark, the first on Hall. Hoban will have it out of bounds, baseline right side of their basket. And this will be Zoe Hodge. She'll inbound for the Knights. Up top, it'll go to Banta. Banta works with the left hand. Contact up top. No call. Banta will get it back. Now works left side. She's going to find Stevens at the foul line. Pull-up shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Newark. And that is Emma Quackenbush. Quackenbush quickly up ahead. Geller right block up and in. 3-3 contest tied up here. Geller's got all three for Newark. Hoban has it now in the front court, and this will be Stevens. Stevens swings it over to Banta. Banta down on the right block. Shot up and in by Nira Stevens. A little two-man give and go there.
And a good screen that time underneath by number 32, Kathleen Jones.
Freed her up. Here comes Quackenbush into the front court for Newark. Swings it left side. 22 Hall, three-pointer. Barrett. Addie Hall. Newark takes the lead 6-5. There's a pass out of bounds by Hoban.
Nobody there.
Well, the guys back there along the wall got it.
Sometimes the coaches sit down that wall there. They were wide open.
And Newark with the basketball now, and this will be Emma Quackenbush into the front court. She'll go all the way to the hole on the right side. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kathleen Jones. Now Stevens front court for Hoban. Foul line. She'll pull up, take the jump shot, knock it down. Good looking shot.
Yeah, that's a nice looking shot there by Nira Stevens. Gets in the lane and elevates.
Quackenbush now will have, excuse me, this is Geller for Newark. Contact there, no call. That's going to be picked up loose on the floor for Newark. Bounce pass into the right corner. This is Quackenbush. Her three-pointer on the way off the iron, no good. Offensive board pulled down by Ella. Leah Eckenrode put back up and in.
Leah Eckenrode.
8-7 lead now for Newark. Hoban with the basketball. Banta front court. Swings it right side, Stevens. Down low post like Jones. Spin move up the left hand. It's going to be blocked. We're going to get a foul call.
Looked like a clean block to me.
Absolutely.
They went up there in the lane, but it's going to send Jones to the free throw line.
Quackenbush straight up might have got her with the lower body. This will be Kathleen Jones at the free throw line. 6'1 junior. Right-hander eyes it and shoots it. No good off the back iron. That's going to get number 14 up off the bench for Newark, and that's Elena Hahn. Out will go number 2. Actually, number 12, that's Emma Quackenbush. Kathleen Jones has one more remaining for the night. She shoots that one up on the way. No good. Rebound comes down to Newark, and that is Addie Hall. Hall in the backcourt gives it up to Callie Geller. Geller works across the timeline right. Now dribbles with the left hand. Now goes right side. Picks up her dribble, passes on the right side to Eckenrode. Eckenrode all the way to the hole, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Body's hitting the floor. This has turned out to be a physical contest early, Frank.
Sure has. I tell you what, you get down in that lane, it gets pretty busy down there.
Absolutely. That's going to send the 5'11 freshman, Aaliyah Eckenrode, to the free throw line. She averages 15 points a game. She gets the first free throw to fall. He's got 3 points.
Tell you what, for a freshman, she looks pretty poised at the free throw line, at least, and in the ball game as well.
This Wildcat team is young, starting two sophomores and a freshman. Second free throw attempt on the way, no good. That rebound comes down to number 30. That's Kate Wheat in the contest now for Hoban. Ball will go over to Hoban. They'll inbound in the backcourt, and here we go. Zoe Hodge will bring it up now for Hoban. She'll get across the timeline. Left side goes to Stevens. High post pass to Wheat. Wheat finds on the baseline. That was number 12, Finley Kennedy. Shot no good. But offensive rebound comes down to Stevens. She'll save it inbounds to Wheat. Wheat goes out the right side. Number 21, Hodge, gets a three-pointer. No good. Offensive board, Stevens. Her putback, no good, but we'll get a foul call. Hoban doing yeoman's work on the board.
That's one thing about the Pam Davis coach team. They will get on the boards. They will block out. As soon as that ball is up, they're looking for someone to block out.
Absolutely. Here is Stevens at the free throw line to shoot two. First one up on the way. Front iron no good.
Struggles continue.
At the free throw line for both teams.
Yeah, that's 1 for 5 so far from the line.
Stevens, one more remaining. Eyes it, shoots it. Got that one. 6 points now for Stevens. 9-8 contest. Newark in the lead. And with the basketball for Newark, this will be Emma Quackenbush into the front court. Double teamed right across the half court line, and we're going to get a jump ball.
Jump ball.
Arrow points to Newark. It'll stay here.
Nira Stevens that time saw that opportunity when Quackenbush put the ball out in front of her, and she grabbed it.
Absolutely. Hoban looks to be double teaming the ball when they get a chance on the perimeter. Quackenbush looking inbound for Newark.
Got to get it in.
There it was. There's the five count. You was counting with me, Frank.
Yep.
Turnover for Newark. That's number 4 here in the first period. 3:39 to go. Newark up 1-9-8. It'll be Hoban's basketball. And Wheat will do the inbound. She'll get it to Hodge, the 5'7 junior guard. Hodge will cross the timeline on the right side. Up top, it'll go now to Amara Davis. Left corner it goes to Finley Kennedy. Stevens up on the wing, has a little trouble with it. She got it back, knocked out of her hands, picked up there by Kennedy, and we got a whistle.
I think Leah Eckenrode got her on the arm.
Absolutely. That's going to be the 4th team foul on Newark. They'll say that's the 5th, so that'll be a shooting foul. That's going to send Finley Kennedy to the free throw line, the 5'9 senior. Looking for her first points of the contest. As Hoban trails Newark by 1. Officials sorting something out at the scorer's table. It's usually not this quiet in here, Frank.
Yeah, I know. They're all listening, trying to figure out what they're saying.
I don't know what you can hear. I can't hear
I can't hear a thing, but I think they're talking about the possession clock. It's pointing back to Newark, and I don't know if now they got it corrected. They moved it back the other way.
Well, they thought they did. Now the other official wants to get his 2 cents in. So we'll see where we're really going to go. Always something to sort out here. It's always good to be here at the Classic in the Country, this long-running event showcasing some amazing talent.
Yeah, they got it right. They went back to Newark.
Well, good thing that second guy put his 2 cents
That's
in.
That's right.
Huh? All right, here we go. We're ready to get underway. Finley Kennedy getting ready to shoot 2 here for the Knights. She'll throw the first one up on the way and got it. Kennedy's first point here of the contest ties it up 9-9. Checking in for Newark's number 32, Sam Hall. Out will go number 23, Aaliyah Eckenrode. Second free throw attempt up on the way. Got that one. Finley Kennedy with 2 gives Hoban the lead 10-9.
Oh, good defense in the backcourt there. Near steal by Finley Kennedy.
You talked about Newark wanting to try to get the ball up court quick. Here's an opportunity here. Hoban gets to set up their press.
Yeah. And they go full court, man to man.
Ball will inbound for Newark. She'll get it in to Geller. Hoban backs out. Now will pressure the ball softly up the court. And that was knocked out of Geller's hand. Saved inbounds. And the other way with it goes Taylan Banta. Her shot up and in. Banta, number two. That's Banta's first points. Now a three-point lead, and we're going to get a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Newark wants to talk about it. 3:01 to go, first period. Hoban up 12-9. Back after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And we are back out of timeout here. Newark wanted to scope this press out and come up with a game plan. Jack Pertell, veteran coach in his first season here at Newark, but as you said, amassed 535 wins in his career. What a record. Mm-hmm. Newark will get the ball here, baseline out of bounds in the backcourt, and here is the pass inbounds. It'll go to Geller. Hoban stays in the double team. There's a pass to the center court, knocked loose on the floor by Hall. She'll pick it up now into the hands of Quackenbush. Swing it down left corner. Addie Hall stepped back from three to left wing, fires it, no good. Ball tipped around, saved inbound. That's going to be picked up by Stevens. She'll get the rebound quickly into the front court. Bounce pass, right side, shot up, no good, but we're going to get a foul call. And let's see who that was. That was going to be Amara Davis. So Davis will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
That's, number 22,
that's Addie Hall's second. Amara Davis, a 5'6" junior, fires the first one and got it. Lead now 13-9 for Hoban. Second one up on the way, got them both. Ball goes back over Newark. Quackenbush will have it in the backcourt. Quickly up ahead, that's going to be taken away. Stolen by Stevens. Another turnover for Newark. Stevens the other way, all the way. The whole right-hand layup up and in.
That was pretty.
She found the seam and took it. And there's Newark again just throwing over top of that press. Addie Hall is the recipient of that long pass. Missed her shot, got her own rebound, put it back up. And what? We got a whistle.
She got fouled on the after the rebound. She got fouled on the second attempt.
Yeah, they'll say that was on the floor before that shot, so Newark will have it out of bounds. Checking back in here for Hoban will be number 21, Zoe Hodge. Out will go Kathleen Jones. Newark will have the ball at Quackenbush, will inbound. Baseline right side of the bucket. Looking, tries to get it inside. She's going to find Harriet on the low block left. Now kicks it back to Quackenbush in the corner. Back to Harriet on the low block. Back to the basket, spin move, pivot with the right hand up, no good. Quackenbush gets the offensive board. Up top, it'll go to Geller. She'll pull up from 10 feet, no good. Offensive board again here by Newark. That's number 32, Hall. That's taken away inside by Banta, and here comes the other way with it is Amara Davis. She lost it on the right side, gets it back up top. And what? We're going to say Newark touched that on the sideline. We'll stay with Hoban. Fast-paced, helter-skelter first period here. Both teams wanting to get up and down the floor. Taylan Banta will have it now for Hoban. She'll swing it over in the right or left wing. That's Stevens. Up top to Davis. Oh, nice backdoor cut by Stevens. They found on the left block. That was a nice play.
They do a nice job with that screen. They sent a player at that lower block right there, and they lob it over her head. She lets it go. The person comes behind her, whatever player it is, and they get that pass and try to put it up. That's a great play. Set play by Pam Davis and his staff.
Absolutely. Mira Davis worked around the back side of that. Got fouled going to the basket, and she'll shoot her first free throw attempt and knock it down. Stevens with 9 points here, quietly having a really big first quarter for Hoban.
Got a whistle or a buzzer, but nobody's coming in.
I think we got a player coming up with a shooter. I think she's got shooter. Stevens eyes the second one. Front iron, no good. She didn't want to come out.
She I almost said the same thing.
That was lost out of bounds by
Kipler. I'm at the free throw line. I'm not missing.
Yeah, she wasn't ready for a breather. Well, she's coming out now. In for the game for Hoban comes number five, Jazzy Golden.
Or I am missing, I should say, and then I can stay in. Yeah. I don't think in a million years people would do that, but
I would.
Sounded good.
I would have. I didn't want to come off the floor. Ball inbound to Banta for Hoban. 1:35 to go, first period, and Hoban up 17-9. High post, now it goes to Wheat. Down the left corner, Jazzy Golden, she'll fire three in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Banta. Turnaround jumper by Banta, no good. Rebound comes down to Quackenbush. Up ahead, they'll throw over top, Geller. Right side, tried to get it across to the left, taken away by Hoban. And here comes Banta the other way. Left side, Davis into the paint, skips it over to the right side. Jazzy Golden, now back up top, Banta. Banta works against his zone defense by Newark. Throws it back up top, she'll reset the offense. Newark trying to slow this team down, applying this zone. Hodge swings it over on the right side. This is Banta. Now on the right wing, down low post is Wheat. And they'll kick it left wing to Hodge, back up top. Good ball movement here by Hoban. Trying to penetrate this zone. Back up top, they'll reset, being patient. Now Golden with it, throws it to the right side. This is Banta, back to Golden. We'll see if Hoban wants to play for one shot here.
Yeah, that's Pam Davis just said. She says, back it out, let's set it up for one.
25 seconds. Banta swings it left wing. Jazzy Golden back up top. Davis swings it right side to Banta. Now Zoe Hodge with it on the left wing. 15th thought about it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Throwing over top, back and forth. Now Banta right wing, back on the left wing to Hodge. Now she'll take it. Three ball off the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Eckenrode. Quickly up ahead, Geller, a long pass up the court, up and in at the buzzer. And with that, it's going to bring an end to the first quarter. Hoban has a lead, 17-11. Back for period number two after this on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
And we're back underway here. Period number two, Newark has the basketball. This will be number 23, Eckenrode. And we're going to get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul call on Hoban, I think. They got number two, Taylen Banta. During that break between periods, somebody, I think one of the officials had a birthday today. The crowd sung happy birthday to somebody. Having a little fun here at the Classic in the Country. Ball inbounded by Newark. It's going to be taken away by Hoban on the baseline. And quickly, we're going to get a foul call on Emma Quackenbush. Stoppage in the play here, Frank. You got first quarter numbers for us.
I do. At the end of the first quarter, it was 17-11 our score. And Hoban 0 of 3 from three-point range, 5 of 10 from the floor, 50%, 5 of 10 from free throw line, 3 rebounds and 2 turnovers. Newark 1 of 3 from three-point, 3 of 6 from the floor, 50%, 5 free throws and 7 rebounds, 7 turnovers.
And there's another turnover there by Hoban, and there's a travel on the left wing. So Quackenbush will inbound in the backcourt here for Newark. Hoban in their full court press. They'll back out of it now and pressure the ball. This will be Geller. She'll bring it up on the right side against the pressure by Hoban. Now front court across the timeline. Tried to go left side, had it knocked out of her hands. It'll stay here with Newark. This Hoban defense is smothering.
Yeah, they are. They are very well coached, and they know when to trap and where to find those traps.
Absolutely. Quackenbush inbounds here in front of the Hoban bench. Looking, gets it inbounds now. Now she'll get it back. Quackenbush behind the back. Now goes right side. Kicks it on the right wing. Down the left corner. Right corner it goes to Hall. Hall double-teamed down the baseline. Did the only thing she could do. She threw it off the leg of the Hoban player.
Yep. Smart move. Good job there by Hoban, though. Find her in the corner and use that one line as another defender.
Absolutely. So Newark will have it down in the right corner in the front court. They'll get inbounded to Eckenrode. Eckenrode out on the right wing. Nowhere to go. She'll kick it down the corner to Quackenbush. They want to get it out of there. She did find Geller. Cutting the basket on the right side. Count it. What a nice cut.
Yep, sure was. Geller doing a nice job there looking for that seam. And great look.
That's going to send Callie Geller to the free throw line, the 5'9 sophomore. Geller has 7 points on the evening, or the afternoon, looking to add one more. That one up on the way, back iron, bounces around, front iron, back iron, and in.
That's the home roll there.
There it is. She used all of it, 17-14, and now Hoban lead. Newark starting to come back here. Banta has it in the front court for the Knights. 6:50 to go here, period number two. Newark in their 2-3 zone. Swings it right side to Stevens. Now over top of it, it'll go back to Mari Davis. Inside it'll go, White, one-hander up by Davis, up and in.
That's right, Hoban's number 40, Mari Davis.
And on the inbound, Hoban knocked that out of bounds. It'll stay here with Newark. Hoban's making it very difficult for Newark to get the ball in bounds, let alone into a half-court set.
Yep, Julie Lee just checked in for Hoban.
And there goes Newark again up the court. Addie Hall, the recipient of an outlet pass. Her layup no good. Rebound comes down to number 15. And that's Julie Lee. Wasting no time getting her name in the book, getting on the floor. Banta throws over that defense of Stevens on the right wing. Now right corner Hodge. Back to Stevens. Stevens holds it on the right, throws it back to Banta up top. Banta penetrates that zone. She'll stop and pop in the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Quackenbush. Quackenbush reaches, throws the ball down floor to Geller. They'll get it into the front court. Now Addie Hall. She's going to find Quackenbush cutting the basket on the left side. No good. Rebound, Banta. Banta stutter step in the back court. Now across the timeline. Low block left. 21, Zoe Hodge attacks the basket. Right-hander up and no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Stevens. Now Banta top the key. She fires a three. Back iron, no good. Offensive board, Stevens. She'll keep it herself, go all the way to the hole. Say, I'll put it in. She did. She has 11, just 1 point shy of her game average here in second period. Now Newark front court. There's a three-pointer from the left side. Addie Hall, she buries it.
Three-point basket, number 22.
She looked very comfortable shooting that three right there.
Absolutely.
And that's a great look, getting her freed up like that, too.
21-17 Hoban, and we're going to get a timeout here by Hoban. They want to talk about it. 5:07 to go, timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. It's Classic in the Country here on WKLM.
Got this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
5:07 to go here, second period. It'll be Hoban basketball. We talked about this earlier, Frank. It's very obvious what Newark wants to do. They don't want Hoban to get set in their defense. They're throwing over top any chance they can.
Yeah, any chance they can, they're going to get down the floor, and Hoban needs to be cautious of that and get somebody back because that's the first thing that Newark is looking to do.
Absolutely. Hoban basketball in the front court. This will be Stevens with it on the left wing. She lost it loose in the floor, picked up by Newark. That's going to be in the front court with the basketball's number 15. Geller layup right side. She missed it. The rebound comes down to Amari Davis. Davis now front court to Stevens, left wing. She'll drive baseline, stop and pop from 12. Shot missed everything over the basket, but went out of bounds off of Quackenbush. It'll stay here with Hoban. Amara Davis will inbound right side of the basket for Hoban.
Hoban looking a little sloppy right now on offense. They've got to kind of relax and get back in their groove.
That zone's giving them a little bit of fits. They're trying to figure out how to crack it. Banta just got some penetration, fired to a 12-footer up, missed it, and the rebound comes down. We're going to have a jump ball.
It'll stay with Hoban.
Yes, it will. So they'll have it baseline out of bounds, right-hand side of their basket once again. And that's going to get up off the bench, number 13, Myla Pearson. Out will go Amara Davis. And Pearson will inbound here for Hoban. Throws it up top to Banta. Loose on the floor. She picks it up, gets it on the left side to Pearson. Back up top, Banta. She'll take deep three, top the key, and drained it. Wow.
Good-looking shot right there. She squared up and let it fly.
Now Newark with the ball. Quackenbush, she'll attack the basket on the right side, and she'll be fouled. I like what Newark's trying to do there. You said it early, Frank. They're going to need to play tempo to beat this Hoban team.
Yeah.
Fouls on Hoban's number 13, Belana Pearson. Her first personal.
On Hoban there, number 13 with the foul.
Four.
That is Mylon Pearson.
Fourth team foul on Hoban. So good news for Newark. One more. They'll shoot the rest of this period. Quackenbush steps to the free throw line. The left-hand freshman fires it and misses. Rims in and out. Rims are tight down on that end for Newark. Quackenbush still looking to get her name in the scoring column. Averages 11 points a contest. 5'11 sophomore. One more remaining. That one up on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It went out of bounds off of Newark, so that'll be a team rebound for Hoban.
Quackenbush free throw, just kind of a knuckleball when she shoots that. No rotation whatsoever on the basketball.
Absolutely. And official hands the ball to Wheat, and we're back underway here. Banta will walk it up here for Hoban. 4:15 to go, first half of basketball here. Game number five, classic in the country. Hoban tried to get it inside to a cutting Pearson that was taken away by Newark, and here comes Leah Eckenrode with it the other way. Eckenrode now on the right wing. Looks inside, bounce pass. Tried to get it to Quackenbush, lost on the floor, turnover on Newark. That's number eight. Tried to get it up ahead here to Pearson, did Hoban, and got it saved back in bounds. This will be number 21. Zoe Hodge. There's a shot up on the basket by Stevens. No good. She gets her offensive rebound put back up and in. Big first half here for Stevens.
That's her fourth offensive rebound.
13 points to go along with it. 26-17 Hoban. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt. Players got tangled up.
Newark's got to clear out on those plays right there. They had three players back there, or two players with the ball, and Hoban was just hanging around. If your teammates leave and let you bring the basketball down the floor, you won't have that problem.
Takes a defense with them most times,
yep.
Doesn't it?
Yep. But they were hanging around next to the basketball. That's an easy trap.
Yes, indeed. Callie Geller now to the free throw line, 5'9 sophomore. Newark looking to cut in this lead. They trail by nine. Geller, right-hander fires it and got it. Geller now with 9 points on the afternoon for the Wildcats. One more free throw remaining, 26-18, Hoban. Geller eyes it, shoots it, and gets it. Amara Davis checks back in for Hoban. Out will go number 13, Mylon Pearson. Ball goes back over to Hoban, 3:25 to go. Taylen Banta, 5'9 junior guard. She'll work with a left hand across the timeline. Throws it now high post, Hodge. Hodge back up top to Banta. Newark just trapping out of that zone. Pass on the right wing, tried to get it to Davis, went out of bounds. Listen, since Newark settled in this zone, it's given Hoban some fits, Frank.
It sure has. That's the third turnover here in the second quarter for the Knights, and you're right, that zone just has really thrown them off their offense.
Absolutely. Good move there by Coach Jack Pertell. And we're going to get an offensive foul called in the backcourt. I think they're going to get Callie Geller. No, they got
Quackenbush. Yeah, with the screen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she moved.
That's big. That's her third foul. She's going to have to go to the bench.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to get up off the bench Elena Hahn, a 5'6 junior, giving up some inches here now. Hogan with the ball. Right wing with it is Davis. They're going to find Stevens inside. She got inside that zone now. Kicks it back out. Banda from the left
Travel.
Side. She walked.
Yep.
Turnover number 7 on Hoban. Newark's had opportunities. They're just having a hard time trying to find ways to score the basketball here today against this Hoban defense. Geller with the ball in the backcourt now for Newark. Good pressure being applied by Amara Davis. She'll get by her, now dribbles into the right corner, kicks it up top to Hahn. Hahn swings it down into the left corner, and this is Addie Hall. Hall brings it back up top. Pass to the foul line. This will be Eckenrode. She'll work back to the left side, fire it up to the left hand shot, no good. Rebound Davis for Hoban, and here comes Stevens. Quickly the other way goes Hoban. Front court, down the left block. This is going to be Banta up and in. They wasted no time scoring there. 28-19. Oh, look at that. Oh, my, what a play. Banta pressing the ball inbounds. Eckenrode threw it to her. It bounced off of her right into the hands of Eckenrode standing out of bounds. It's going back over to Hoban. She was a recipient of a pass she didn't want, Frank.
Yes, that's right. Tough to get out of the way of that one, too.
Nothing she could do. Oh, Hoban basketball here. And this will be Stevens inbound on the baseline.
Ava Norfolk, by the way, checked in.
Norfolk has the ball on the right wing. Now over to Davis. Davis fires a deep three. In and out. No good. Rebound fought for. Loose in the floor. We've got a scrum. It's going to be tied up. Arrow goes over to Newark. They'll get the team rebound.
Jump ball.
A pile of bodies fighting for the ball there, but the ball goes over to Newark. And this will be Eckenrode looking inbound here for the Wildcats. And we're going to get a foul.
Mm.
Hoban team plays very aggressive, and they're not afraid to get physical.
Foul is on Hoban's number 22.
That's Nira Stevens. Her second foul. That's going to be the 15th foul, so Newark's going to walk to the other end to shoot free throws. This is an advantage for Newark here. They're going to get a chance to cut into this lead with the clock stopped.
One 59
to go here in the contest. Hoban 28-19. Over to the Wildcats of Newark. Callie Geller done most of the damage here for Newark on the afternoon. She gets another one. Now she has 11 points on the afternoon. Ella Bachmore checks in for Hoban. Out will go Nira Stevens. Geller, one more on the way. Fires it. Got it. Nothing but net.
Looks very comfortable from the free throw line.
Does indeed. Kaylin Banta crosses the timeline here for Hoban. Now front court, she'll work with the left hand. Still zone defense here by Newark. I'd be surprised if we see anything else. Bachmore gets it up top. Now swings on the left side of Mara Davis. She'll swing it back across the court to Banta. Now she'll work on the left side. Banta skips it back across to Bachmore. Down the right corner. Now skips it up top. Davis, left wing. Banta fires a three ball. Back iron, no good. A rebound comes down the hall for Newark. Addie Hall working in the front court. No pressure on the ball right now by Hoban. She'll pick up her dribble up top. Going to find Geller cutting to the back. But her shot, no good, but fouled, and she'll go back to the free throw line.
Ella Brockmore going to pick up the foul for Hoban. And don't blink, but Newark is hanging around here. It's just a 7-point lead with the chance now to cut it to 5.
Newark finding success when they can get the ball inside and attack to the basket. They're finding ways to get to the free throw line. And once again, this will be Callie Geller. Steps to the free throw line and nothing but net.
Checking
number 10. 7 points, 7 of her 13 come to the free throw line here this afternoon. She'll look to add one more. Right-hander, eyes it, shoots it, got another one. 14 points for her, lead down to 5 for Hoban. They'll have the basketball front court with it now down the right corner's Bachmore. Tries to go baseline, bounce pass inside, picked up by Hodge. Up on the right wing, long three on the way by Banta, no good. Rebound comes down to Harriet for Newark. Newark can cut this down to possibly a 3 or 2 point lead with a three. Geller gets the ball to Eckenrode. High post right. There goes Geller to the left side, all the way the hole, up and in, nice move. As you said, don't look now. Here comes Newark, down 3, 28-25. Hogan basketball, front court with it now on the right wing's Bachmore. Still with it, now she'll dribble. Picks up a dribble, tries to skip it across. Bans it left side. Oh, nice Euro step to the bucket. Missed the layup, and rebound comes down to Newark. That was Harriet. Now it's going to be Eckenrode into the front court. She'll dribble on the right side, hand it off to Harriet. Megan Harriet gives it up to Geller. She'll cut to the basket on the right side. Her shot up, no good. I'll just say that it goes out of bounds, but it was tipped by Hoban. Strange-looking play there.
Yeah, it was. Not sure now they're going to talk about it. I think that's going to go back to Hoban. I think that hit her in the back when she was out of bounds.
You saw exactly what I saw, Frank. Yeah. I wasn't going to say it, but I think that's what they're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
The baseline official didn't see it, not her fault. I think the trailing official saw it, and yeah, they're going to reverse it.
Yep,
that's
right.
A good call.
It is. It is. It's the right call.
Absolutely. Yep, good job by the officiating crew talking through that. This crew is doing a pretty good job here. This game's got a little bit of a hectic pace to it. They're keeping it in a good flow. As they say, they're staying pretty invisible, and that's a good crew. Hoban basketball, 10 seconds now. Here comes Banta. They'll want to get one good one here. Davis with it on the left wing. Up top, it'll go to Bachmore. Tipped away by Newark, taken away. Here comes Geller into the front court. Looks down left block on the low post. Got it up and in at the buzzer. That was Addie Hall. So Newark finds a way to claw their way back into it here at the end of the first half. It's a one-point contest. Hoban leads 28-27. We'll do some math, come back, about talk about the first half numbers after this on WKLM.
Kime Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at kimehome.com for more information.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Denko Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denko takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denko and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
And we're back here at halftime here as Hoban has a one-point lead over Newark by a score of 28-27. Taking a look at your first half scoring leaders for both sides. For Newark on that side, Callie Geller having a big first half, and she has 16 points in that first half. Addie Hall added 8 points, and Leah Eckerode with three. So just three players scoring for Newark, but there's your total of 27 for the Wildcats. Taking a look at that side for Hoban, five players found the scoring column, but it was Nira Stevens leading the way as she's got 13 points here in the first half. Follow that up with a seven-point effort by Taylan Banta. And then Finley Kennedy added two, along with Kathleen Jones adding two, and Amaria Davis having 4 points around that. That scoring total of 28 for Hoban. Halftime score, Hoban 28, Newark 27. Now with your first half numbers, here's Frank Salona.
All right, thank you, Troy. It's the Hoban Knights, just 1 of 8 from three-point range, just 12%, whereas Newark is 2 of 4 for 50%. From the floor, Hoban is 9 of 20 for just 45%. Newark, 6 of 14 for 43%. Free throw line, Hoban is 7 of 12 for 58%. Newark, a little better, 10 of 13 for 77%. Rebounds, Hoban with 8 in the first half. Newark, or I'm sorry, Hoban with 9 and Newark with 8. And turnovers, Hoban has 8 and Newark with 9.
Pretty evenly matched here. The score would reflect that. Again, 28-27. But Frank, that number, you talked about the three-point percentage for Hoban. Mm-hmm. They don't shoot the ball. It doesn't seem exceptionally well outside. And that's why you like this. They like to penetrate as much as they do. They love that inside game.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing with the Knights. They like to move the basketball around, look for that cutter. And then they have that set play that's worked a couple of times for them here in this first half where they have kind of put a little screen, I guess, if you will, on that lower block and allowed a player to get behind that screen and with that lob was able to put up an easy layup. But really, right now, Hoban is really relying on that turnover and getting some fast break points because once they set up that offense, they're struggling a little bit.
Well, and again, because Newark settled into that zone defense, and it's got them rattled. They've not figured out how to solve it yet.
Yeah, and I think if you're Hoban, you've got to put a little bit more pressure on Newark. Don't let them get the basketball down the floor because they're beating you down the floor, and that's the thing that's really hurting them right now is they've either got to get that pressure on and don't let anybody behind you. But for Newark, though, give them credit. They are getting behind Hoban, and they're getting down the floor. And I tell you, Geller has, I thought, played very well in that first half. She's getting fouled, getting to the free throw line, she's got 9 of her points from the free throw line. Yeah. She's very proficient from the floor as well. She's 4 of 6 from the floor. So Callie Geller has really done a nice job. And that's what Newark really has to do. They're working the basketball down underneath. They're cutting, and they're getting wide open looks.
Well, and you're talking about them getting over top of that defense. I mean, as they get the ball in bounds, they got a chance. They're throwing that long pass, and that's where Geller's been effective. She's been the recipient mm-hmm. of some of them long throws. But Geller, 5'9 sophomore, she averages 17 a game, so she's consistently a good ball player. She attacks the basket very, very well.
She does, yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of been her game here in the first half. Addie Hall's doing a nice job as well, 2 of 3 from three-point range. So when they need it, she's setting up out there, and they're getting her the basketball. But I think what you're going to see more in the second half here is a little bit more pressure from Hoban, I would think, and look for them to do some set plays here in that second half.
Yeah. One note to look at here for Newark Wildcats, Emma Quackenbush, she averaged 11 points a game. She's scoreless here so far. She went to the bench midway through that second quarter with 3 personal fouls. So that's going to pretty much set us up here for the second half. We're going to step away, pay some bills. We come back, it'll be second half basketball here from Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Hop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Beef Stew, $4.98 a pound. USDA Select Boneless New York Strip Half, $6.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $5.18 a pound. 21 to 25 count Southern Seas Raw Shrimp, $5.98. Sea Best Cod Fillets, $5.98. Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast, $3.98 a pound. Gerber's Whole Fryer Chicken, $1.98 a pound. Crisp Broccoli Crowns for $1.48 a pound. And 3-pound bag of Cara Cara Red or Naval Oranges, $3.98. It's all now through Sunday at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement. Improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeroy Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeroy has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeroy provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeroyHospital.org.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRB Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRB Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrbsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
And welcome back here at halftime. We got about 2 minutes left here. Both teams back on the floor getting warmed up. Get this second half underway. The Bishop and Knights ahead of the Newark Wildcats. 28-27, a good action-packed first half here. Newark found themselves down as much as 9 points at one point. But Frank, they clawed their way back in it.
Yeah, this is a mark of a good basketball team, great coach. You know, certainly they, anymore, you know, teams that are shooting a three and they're effective shooting a three, they're always in a basketball game. They're really never out of it. Not that that has really, you know, saved them today. They're just two of four right now from three-point range, but they have stepped up the defense, and that is something that has helped quite a bit. And a team like Newark, you keep them, you let them hang around, they'll surprise you.
Yeah. You know, you're a guy that knows basketball. You've been around it a while, so I'm going to throw this one at you. Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm hearing on the street, about 2 years we'll have a shot clock in high school basketball. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think so, too. And it's funny, I was just talking to someone about this not too long ago. Actually, Jake and I spoke about it in the last game. Yeah. They had a tournament up in Stark County this last week. Yeah. And I believe Highland was in that.
They were.
And I was talking to someone that was there. They said the three-point clock never came into play.
Yeah. Well, so, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the games where teams spread it out and go to that four-quarter, you know, I think those days are long gone. Yeah. I think you're going to see, you know, certainly that fast-paced offense, the firing up the three and – That's what the game has become.
It has indeed. It's changed and it continues to evolve. But most of those changes are good. I mean, I know I like with the foul, how they would do with the foul count here a couple years ago, now resetting at the end of the quarter. Yeah. It applies different strategy to the ball game as a coach. You know, there's different things to think about here. So
yeah. The one thing I don't like that I see a lot, and I've covered a lot of basketball this year, and I know you have as well, is as a player that drives down the lane, has a wide open layup, and they kick it out for a three.
Yeah, well.
It just drives me nuts. I'm old school.
We're old school, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, shoot the layup. I mean, my goodness. But, you know, analytics tells you that threes are better.
There you go. And here we go. Third period is underway. Hoban will have the basketball. They'll work from left to right. Banta gets it to the high post to Finley. Tried to get the pass inside, knocked loose on the floor, and it's going to be tied up there by Newark. Good defense. So that ball is going to go over Newark, give the turnover to Hoban, and that will be number nine. So Newark basketball, as we expect, Hoban applying the pressure in the backcourt. Quackenbush looking to get it in for Newark. She does get it to Geller. Geller still in the backcourt, guarded tightly by Stevens. She'll work it towards the timeline. And going to be taken away by Stevens. Good defense. Stevens going to go to the left side. She'll go all the way the hole up and in by herself.
Yeah, Niera Stevens that time, great defense. She found, was able to steal the basketball and took it right to the hole. That's a good player right there.
Quackenbush got it to Hall inbounds. Now she gets it back. She'll get it into the front court. And they're going to kick it over on the right wing. This will be Geller. Geller swings it over on the left side. This is Harriet. Deep three on the left corner by number 23, Eckenrode. She buries it. We're tied 30-30, 7:09 to go, third period. Hoban quickly the other direction. Shot attempt down there by number 12. That was Kennedy Finley. That was blocked. Ball thrown into the front court by Newark. That's going to be taken away by Stevens. Stevens go get in the front court now to Banta. Banta on the right wing, Hodge. Hodge down in the right corner. She'll throw it back up top to Banta. Banta dribbles, surveying the zone defense, still intact here by Newark. Kennedy, she'll penetrate the foul line, got the bank to go. That's a good play.
She almost looked like she was going to pass that last second, decided to shoot it.
And Coach Pertel sees something he doesn't like. He's going to take a quick timeout here. So we'll take it with him. We'll step aside back after this here on WKLM.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Back from the timeout here, and it'll be Quackenbush set to inbound in the backcourt for Newark. She'll get it down in the right corner to Eckenrode, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. To get number 21, Hodge. Let's see who they got that on. Whoever it was, Pam Davis was not happy with the call, and she let the official know it.
Going to go on Finley Kennedy, I believe, right?
Yeah,
number 12.
Yeah, indeed it was. So her third team foul. First team foul here on Hoban. So Quackenbush here will try again baseline to get the ball in bounds. She'll get it to Eckenrode. Eckenrode front court. She's going to find a wide open. Addie Hall down the right block, put it up and in.
Got to get back. She got behind the defense.
They lost her. Can't do that. And what? That's going to be knocked out of bounds in the front court there as Hoban tried to bring it up. It'll stay with the Knights. Tied up here again, 32-32. Hoban basketball. This will be Banta. Banta surveys the defense. Now give up to Zoe Hodge. Trades place with her. Tries to get it down inside. She did, but there's going to be a push off. They got the ball to Kathleen Jones, but I think they're going to say Jones pushed off to get open.
Yep. No, no. They're calling that on 12.
Moving screen, perhaps?
Finley Kennedy, that's her fourth.
That's big. That's a big one.
She had to come out now.
5'9 senior. She'd been on the floor throughout the game. We'll see what this does to Hoban's strategy here. Could be interesting. Quackenbush looking. She gets it inbounds. And this will be Eckenrode. Taken away by Davis. Or excuse me, that was Stevens. Stevens went to the hole. She got shot up, and she got fouled. Boy, Stevens is quick. She's got quick hands and quick feet, and she's had a handful of steals. We don't keep track of those, but I wish we did.
Yeah, the key to that, though, is what you said, quick feet, because she gets in front of the offensive player and beats her to a spot.
You know how they teach us, Frank. You play defense with your feet, not your hands.
That's right.
First free throw attempt up on the way by Nira Stevens is no good. Score remains 32-32. You said it. She does beat the ball handler to the spot very, very effectively. 5'6 junior, eyes the next one, shoots it, got that one. Back on odd numbers, 33-32, one-point lead here. Quackenbush tries to throw it over the defense. She's going to just throw it right into the hands of Kathleen Jones, so turnover on Newark. This will be Stevens on the right wing. Stutter step, shot up, blocked there by Eckenrode. Eckenrode pulled it down quickly up ahead. Hall on the right block. Tried to get it across to Geller on the left side, threw it out of bounds.
That's the fifth turnover for Newark.
Yeah, should have shot the basketball. Five turnovers here in the third period for the Wildcats. Ball goes back over to Hoban. This will be Banta. She'll work it to the front court on the right side. Surveying the defense, still dribbling up top. Now she'll work back to the left, now back to the right. Get it to the high post. Stevens gets the foul line. That's a good look. Missed a shot, but offensive board comes down to Kathleen Jones. She goes to the bucket. Loose in the right block, taken away there by Quackenbush. Quackenbush quickly up ahead. Passing the right block. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. Addie Hall went to the hole, and she got fouled.
Looks like Taylen Banta's going to get called for the foul.
And if that's the case, that'll be number two on her. So third team foul here on Hoban. And that's going to send Addie Hall to the free throw line. She'll make the first free throw. Hall now up to 11 points on the afternoon. Score tied again here, 33-33. Addie Hall, the 5'9 senior, throws the second one up. That goes off the back iron, no good. We're going to get a whistle foul. And then we're going to push off on Banta again.
That's her third.
No, they did not give that to her. They gave that to Kathleen Jones. That is her third.
That's her third.
Team foul number four. One more, and Newark will shoot this third period. There's still 5:18 to go. Amara Davis checks in here for Hoban. Out will go Kathleen Jones. Jones at 6'1 junior, losing some height now. Quackenbush looks to inbound here in the front court. She'll get on the right wing. Geller fires a three, no good. Follows it up, ball knocked loose on the floor, and they're going to get Geller on the foul with a body. Good hustle there by Geller, following up her missed shot. Ball was loose on the floor. She banged a little bit too much. Oh, Taylen Banta will inbound in the backcourt here for Hoban. She'll give it to Amara Davis. We'll give it back to Banta. Banta works against some light pressure being applied by Newark. They'll back off, settle in their zone. Now here's Banta. Defense goes out to meet her close to half court. Banta works to the right side. Gives up to Davis, top of the key. Now Stevens, foul line, finds a crease, goes to the hole, dumps it to the left side. That was a nice play. Wheat with the bucket.
Yeah, Kate Wheat that time in the right place at the right time.
35-33, Quackenbush knocked to the floor in the backcourt, and we're going to have a tie-up. That arrow points to Hoban, so turnover on Newark.
That's their sixth here in the third quarter.
And that'll give it right back over to Hoban, so they'll have it in the front court. Slide line out of bounds just opposite of their bench. Nira Stevens will do the inbound duties for the Knights. She'll give it to Banta, and here we go. Banta gives it back to Stevens on the left wing up top. Davis. Davis gets it right side to Banta.
Oh, there it is.
There it was. They can do it against the zone, too. They got that to Stevens up and in. 18 points for Stevens, 37-33. And there's a ball loose in the backcourt going to be picked up by Zoe Hodge. And, wow, what a hustle play there by number 23. That was Leah Eckenrode. She come to take away what looked like a wide-open layup.
I tell you what, Hoban has just run that play to perfection. That's, what, the third or fourth time here today that they have run that. And it just seems to be the play that's worked for them.
It's worked very, very well and very effective. Stevens finds a way to curl around that backside and gets lost. There's an inbound pass to Zoe Hodge in the paint, and she'll have it taken away.
Got to take that up strong.
Here comes Newark the other way. Well, this is going to be Eckenrode with it. Quackenbush now at half court. It's going to give it up to Harriet. Harriet down in the right corner. Swings out down in the right corner to Eckenrode. Guarded tightly by Banta. Picks up her dribble. And timeout by Coach Jack Pertell. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. Back after this on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
37-33, Hoban with the lead. 4 minutes to go, third period of play. Newark clawing their way back into Frank. Good timeout there by Newark.
Yeah, excellent timeout there. And it was going to be either a turnover or something bad was going to happen. And Coach saw that and he said, let's regroup.
It wasn't looking pretty down there, so they'll get a chance to regroup. Indeed, Emma Quackenbush will have it sideline out of bounds opposite of the Newark bench. And what, Coach Pat Bertel asking for some clarification on the all. He wants a different spot. And he's going to get it. That's good. You know what? That's a good job by the officials listening there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that is about where that occurred. They should be on the baseline, so that was worth the argument. Quackenbush will have it baseline out of bounds right to the bucket. Looking. Still looking, tries to get it up top. Now Geller does have it. Guarded tightly up there by Nira Stevens.
Look for the trap.
Geller, Quackenbush, now right corner, Eckenrode, three ball, got it!
Woo!
She's found a spot down there she likes. That's two in a row. That cuts the lead, 37-36 Hoban. Front court, Amara Davis. Now Banta swings it down the right corner to Hodge. Back up top, Davis right wing to Banta. Banta top of the key. She'll work right now back to the left side. Stevens into the paint, swings over to Davis. Her 18-footer, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Eckenrode. It'll stay here with Hoban. Eckenrode's lucky she did not get called for over the back there.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Banta will have it out of bounds here on the baseline for Hoban. Inside it goes quickly over the head of Newark. Wasn't looking. Hodge puts it up and in for an easy one. Wildcats fell asleep there. Geller gets the ball in the backcourt here for the Wildcats. Trying to beat the double team, and she can't do it. Went off of her foot. Too fast, too much. Turnover, Newark. So ball goes back over to Hoban. They'll have it right at the half court line, opposite side of their bench. 3:10 to go, 3-point ball game. Very close ball games here throughout the day so far. And day one here at Classic in the Country, 2025. Stevens gets it down in the left corner to Zoe Hodge. Her three-pointer is no good. On the rebound, they're going to get a foul, and it's going to be Banta. She's saying, what did I do?
Oh, boy. That's number three on her.
So foul trouble starting to mount here for Hoban, and that's going to give Newark to walk to the other end with the clock stop. Shoot free throws. Newark just sitting on two team fouls here so far, so Hoban not in any danger of shooting here real quick. So that's going to send Emma Quackenbush, the 5'11" sophomore who averages 11 points a game for Newark. Looking for her first points here of the afternoon. Eyes that one, shoots it off the back iron, too strong, no good. One more remaining here for Quackenbush. And Kathleen Jones, a 6'1" junior up off the bench here for Hoban. She'll come into the ball game. Out will go Taylan Banta, the 5'9" junior. So Kathleen Jones will move to the low right block on the foul line up. And Quackenbush will fire the second free throw up and get that one. Her first point of the day makes it a two-point ball game, 39-37 Hoban. Other way goes Stevens, now Amara Davis, baseline right, throws it back up top to Hodge. Hodge dribbles with the right hand, she'll back it out, try to reset. Newark follows, now swings it left side near Stevens. Stevens, dribble drive, penetration, the foul line, floater up and in. Stevens having an afternoon. 20 points here in the contest. Averages 12 points a game. Newark basketball backcourt. Gets in the front court. This is Quackenbush. You're going to find a wide open Harriet on the left block, up and in.
Yep. No one got back, and that's been the downfall.
Harriott's first bucket, but there goes Hovenclip the other way. Stevens fires a 12-footer from the right side, no good. Quackenbush gets a rebound. Up ahead, she gets it to Geller. And Geller's going to be knocked to the floor. That's going to be a foul on Neera Stevens. Yeah. That'll be her third.
Yeah, not a smart play that time there by Neera Stevens. She really did not need to foul her. The player was in the corner, wasn't going anywhere, and she tried to go after the basketball.
Good observation. She needed to just back off there as... Yeah. Geller was in no danger of scoring from where she was at. But she is now at the free throw line with the clock stop. Sophomore guard eyes it, shoots, and gets it. She's been efficient from the line.
Back in for a moment. Number 13.
10 of 10.
That's efficient.
Yeah.
Myla Pearson checks back in here for Hoban. Davis will go out. Callie Geller. One more, looking to tie it. Fires it, shoots it, 11 for 11. Hmm. 18 points for her, tied up, 41-41. Here comes Hoban. Hoban with the basketball now. This will be Myla Pearson. Pearson works around the right side. We're going to get a body contact foul there by Geller.
Yeah.
That feels like one of them calls they almost had to make, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty obvious. Kind of, I mean, she bumped her, but it wasn't anything bad, but... made the player just kind of move out of her her normal routine. Yeah,
absolutely. So Hoban has a basketball. That'll be the second team foul, or second foul on her, just the third team foul on the Wildcats. Myla Pearson fires a long three from the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Quackenbush. Quackenbush fires it quickly up ahead. Addie Hall in the right corner. Quackenbush now has it a high on the right. She'll work right side. Going to find Hall cutting to the block on the right side, and she's going to be fouled.
Oh, boy. That's a tough call, and the Hoban bench doesn't like it because looked like she had fallen down.
I agree with you. I think she tripped.
That was on her own.
Kathleen Jones was the closest one. She's got the foul. That's four fouls on her. Addie Hall, the 5'9 senior, goes to the free throw line, buries her first one. That's going to give the Wildcats a lead back. At 1:39 to go in the third period, they have reclaimed the lead. Jones will go out. Checking in is number 30, Katie Wheat. Second free throw attempt up on the way, no good. Eva Mondungo is in the ball game now. She got the rebound, and what, we're going to foul on the rebound?
Yeah, foul, and it's going to be on Emma Quackenbush, I believe. That's her fourth.
That's a big one there as well, so four fouls on her. Fourth team foul on the Wildcats. Pearson will bring it up now against some light pressure by Newark. Hoban into the front court. Look left side, now goes right side, Davis. Davis drive, penetration, Euro step, kicks it out, and going to be taken away. Megan Harriott with the steal. Going to find Callie Geller on the left block. Layup up and in.
Guess who didn't get back again?
44-41 Newark. They've extended their lead to three. Newark can get up and down the floor. Davis, right corner it goes to Wheat. Wheat back up top, Pearson. Back down the corner it goes to Davis. Drive penetration, kicks back up top, Pearson. She'll pull up from 15, shot no good. Tipped around, rebound, Harriott. Harriott gives it back to Quackenbush. 45 seconds to go. Now front court's going to pass the ball down right block. Mr. Receiver, that was Eckenrode out of bounds. Turnover Newark.
And again, Troy, they were behind the defense.
They are beating Hoban up and down the floor. Elena Hahn checks in. Out will go Quackenbush with those four fouls.
Hate to sound like a broken record, but it's been happening all day.
We're seeing it. They're not hearing us, are they, Frank?
No.
They're not asking us either.
No.
Now front court with it. This will be Wheat down in the right corner, and one out of bounds off of Newark. Will stay here with Hoban.
Both those coaches down there have forgotten more basketball today than I've known my whole life, probably.
Yeah, they don't need our advice, trust me, buddy. They don't. They're good ones.
Yep.
We're up here for a reason. Davis trying to inbound on the sideline. She's going to get it down on the left block. That was sent down to Wheat. And another whistle on the baseline.
That's going to go on Leah Eckenrode.
Let's see what that is for her. That's going to be the 15th foul on Newark.
Number four, is that right?
There it is. Yeah. You called it, number four. So now all of a sudden Newark with two of their players with four fouls.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's going to send number 30, Kate Wheat, to the free throw line. She's a 5'9" sophomore. She'll shoot the first one, goes off the back iron, and no good. Sam Hull going to check in here for Newark. Out will go Eckenrode. So Eckenrode and Quackenbush both on the bench with four. Newark does have a three-point lead. And Kate Wheat will have one more free throw attempt. That one rattles around in and out, and a rebound comes down to Newark. That was pulled down by Addie Hall. Callie Geller gives it back to Hall. Hall will work it into the front court. Dribbles out by the half-court line, 20 seconds. Newark will look for one shot. Clock running now down, Harriott down the right corner, 14 seconds. Harriott works to the foul line. Back to the bats, is going to find Geller cutting the bats on the right side. Bounce pass to her, one out of bounds. Turnover on Newark.
Unforced error that time.
Yes, indeed. Geller just could not handle the pass.
That is the ninth turnover in this quarter.
Modungo checks out here for Hoban. Coming in was Finley Kennedy. And for Newark, checking out is number 14, Elena Hahn. And Newark will bring in Naomi Adiscope. Hoban goes quickly the other way. Myla Pearson found a way to just slice and dice through the defense. Got to the bucket on the left side, and she was fouled.
Yeah. Myla got a little lucky, though, right there. She was a little out of control.
Yeah, bailed her out. 1.6 seconds to go here in third period. That's going to send the 5'6 freshman guard, Mylon Pearson, to the free throw line. She'll shoot two.
Harriott's third.
Foul troubles are starting to mount. And that's a missed free throw by Pearson, so we'll hold on 44-41. Eva Modungo checks back in along with Kate Wheat. Out goes Banta. Pearson, one more free throw. Isaac shoots it, back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Davis. And thrown inside, going to be taken away by Hall. And that's where the first third period is going to end here. So after three in the book, score 44-41. Newark will be back after this for the fourth quarter on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here from Classic in the Country. We've got a good one here. Newark has a three-point lead, 44-41. Newark trailed 17-11 after one. They cut that down to a one-point lead at halftime. And they clawed their way back in to have this lead of three at the end of three. And Newark will have the basketball to start the fourth period. This will be Sam Hall. She'll inbound it to Elena Hahn. Hahn works against the Hoban defense. Hahn works on the left side. Bounce pass on the baseline. This is Addie Hall. Hall works high post. Now gives up to Harriott. Megan Harriott has it top of the key. She'll go left hand, get by the defender all the way to the hole. Shot up on the right side. No good. A rebound comes down to Amara Davis. Davis quickly the other way. Euro step to the hole. Up and in. Nice move there by Davis. And Newark will have the basketball here. Looking inbound the backcourt. There's a five-second call. That pressure by Hoban paid off. Turnover on Newark. That's going to give it back to the Knights. So they'll have a baseline out of bounds on the baseline. Taylan Banta will inbound here for the Knights. She'll move over to the right side. And here we go. They gave her the spot. They gave her the ball, and we're underway. Tried to throw it inside. Got it quickly into Finley. Newark fell asleep. Her shot was missed. Got her own offensive board. loose on the floor. We got another whistle. And there's going to be a whistle on Houle. Definitely Newark. Her first team foul here of the fourth. They got that on number 15. That's Callie Geller. So foul troubles continue to melt. Geller's got 20 points on the afternoon here for the Wildcats. This will be Stevens down the left corner. Now swinging on the right side to Banna. Banna looking inside. Stevens cuts across baseline to the right side. Now has the basketball. Dumped it inside. Shot put up and in by Finley Kennedy. And knocked out of bounds on the inbound attempt by Banta, but Tobin's turned up their defense now. So ball will go back over to Newark. They'll have it baseline in the backcourt. Hoban set up in their full court pressure. Inbounding here for Newark, this is Sam Hall. Hall surveys the defense. Isaac gets it into Geller. Geller works against the defense in the backcourt by Davis. Here comes a double team. She dribbles around it. She'll get across the timeline. Going to give it up to Hall. Hall on the left side to the basket. Gives it back up on the left wing to Hahn. Hahn skips it across on the right side. This is Geller. Geller will back it up by half court and reset. Davis goes right with her. Now Geller gets around her, kicks it down in the right corner. Three-point attempt up by Hahn off the iron. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be, yeah, it goes over to Hoban. Good little battle there going for that rebound as Zoe Hodges kept the Newark player balked out, wouldn't let her get the offensive board. Let the ball roll out of bounds, so it goes back over to Hoban. They're up one, 45-44. Taylen Banta works it across the timeline, now gives it up to Kennedy. Kennedy left corner, gets it inside. Now shot put up the right hand, no good. Offensive board comes down to Stevens, but she went over the back to get it. Oh, that's going to be first team foul here on Hoban in the fourth period. But
number four on her, though.
That's the fourth. Are they going to leave her on the floor? And Coach Bertel gets his girls back in. Back in comes Leah Eckenrode, as well as Emma Quackenbush. So both those players playing with four fouls. Keep an eye on that. Geller gets by the defense in the backcourt. Now front court, foul line. She's pushed from behind, tripped, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Okay. She hit the floor hard, grabbed that knee, but she bounced right up.
Mara Davis going to pick up the foul.
And Geller limping pretty gingerly there. So they'll call that one on the floor. So it'll give the ball to Newark, sideline out of bounds. And this will be Quackenbush. Nice play there. They find Harriet, throw it over top. Her shot to the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to number 12. That was Finley Kennedy for Hoban. Newark tipped it out of bounds. It'll stay here with Hoban. They'll have a slide line out of bounds right by Coach Bertel. Kennedy gets it to Banta. Now she'll bring it into the front court for Hoban. Hoban a one-point lead, 45-44. Mara Davis swings it right side. Three-pointer up on the way. That was by Kennedy. Shot no good. Rebound came down to Addie Hall. Quackenbush front court here for Newark. Stutter step. Gets around the defender all the way to Hall. That was pretty.
Yes, sir.
3 points now for Quackenbush. Newark back in the lead, 46-45. Banta with the basketball now for Hoban. She holds it out beyond the arc. Shifts right side, going to give it to Davis with the key. Foul line jumper, shot no good. Rebound comes down to, going to be picked up by Quackenbush. Loose ball, there's a whistle and a push. And they're going to get Kate Weed on that foul. Yes, indeed. Team foul number three.
That's her third.
So three team fouls on Hoban, one on Newark. Watch those. Foul shots may become important this ballgame as time starts to wind down. And there's a turnover on the inbounds. Quackenbush got tripped going to the ball, couldn't get it, so that forced it to go out of bounds. They'll just say incidental contact, so Hoban will have the ball. Banta has it now inbounds for Hoban. She'll work left side against his own defense. Now swings it back to the right. Inside to Hodge. Hodge gave it up to Finley. Her shot no good. Rebound come down to Addie Hall. Hall will get it now in the front court for Neuer. She'll have it on the right wing up top to Quackenbush. Quackenbush picks up her dribble top of the key. Nowhere to go. And now she'll find Callie Geller. Geller gets it back. Newark up one, 46-45. Good patience here by Newark, surveying the defense. Geller dribbles around up top, but no movement. Now Harriet has the basketball. Harriet guarded close up her. Kathleen Jones back in. Harriet got around her, but kicked it out left wing. This is Hall. Hall back up top. Quackenbush dribbles with the left hand. Foul line penetration. Dishes at left corner. Three ball on the way. Put up by Eckenrode. No good. Rebound comes down to Amara Davis. Davis into the front court. Payne tried to find Jones. Threw it over her head.
She got up in the air and nowhere to go with it.
I was always told when I was playing, don't leave your feet with the ball unless you're going to the hole.
Yep. Good advice.
So Eckenrode will inbound in the backcourt. This will be Quackenbush back to Eckenrode. Over top, she'll try and throw it. She'll get it up ahead to Addie Hall. She'll get it in the right corner. Newark will set up in the half court. Eckenrode with it on the right ring. Lost her dribble and I need to get a timeout. Coach Pertel knew she was dead over there.
That's twice he's had to do that.
And twice he's not happy about it. So we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break back after this on WKLM.
Country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at KeimHome.com for more information.
Take a look here real quick at those third quarter numbers from three-point line. Hoban, 2 of 15, just 13%. Newark, 4 of 7 for 57%. On the floor, Hoban, 15 of 32. Newark, 9 of 17. Free throws, Newark has shot 21 and made 15, and they're 8 of 18 for Hoban from the free throw line. 18 turnovers for Newark and 12 for Hoban.
And that was a great move on the right side by Quackenbush driving to the basket. Puts Newark back up by three. That's 5 points now for Quackenbush. She's finally come alive in this fourth period. Hoban with the basketball in the front court. This will be number 22, Stevens. She'll hold it on the left wing. Now swing to the right side, Banta. Taylen Banta. She'll dribble back up top and reset. Newark's dropped into a little softer 1-2-2 style zone here, chasing that ball. There's a long three on the wing by Banta, and she drained it. Wow. Ties it back up, 48-48, 3 minutes to go.
Hoban needed that.
Oh, clutch shot indeed. Quackenbush, front court now for Newark, trying to wide open Addie Hall on the baseline. She didn't take the shot. Eckenrode, layup, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Davis. Excuse me, that was Stevens. Stevens lost her dribble in the backcourt. It's going to be tied up by Newark. The arrow will go over to Hoban.
That really surprised me down here, not taking that easy basket. Again, when I went going back to what I was saying earlier, how they pass up a lot sometimes that layup and kick it out for a three.
From our perspective, it looked like Addie Hall had a wide open lane to the left.
Yeah.
So here comes Hoban now. Taylen Banta will bring it into the front court. She'll swing it over to the left side. Taken away. There's a pass coming back to Geller. She took it. Geller all the way to the hole up on the right side. Up and in. Geller up to 22 on the afternoon. Newark back up 50-48. Banta will bring it up for Hoban. Down two. 220 and counting. Right wing Davis. And there's going to be a turnover. That goes into the backcourt on Hoban. Ball will go back over to the Newark Wildcats.
Tell you what, Newark has not gotten out of that zone, and Hoban has not been able to really solve it.
Absolutely. Zoe Hodge checks back in here now for Hoban. Quackenbush will inbound out near half court, opposite of her bench for Newark. Looking. Now Geller will get it in, back to Quackenbush. Quackenbush works on the right side, swings it left side over to Hall. Hall back to Geller on the right wing. She'll pull it top of the key and reset. 2 minutes to go, 50-48 Newark. Geller, drive, left side, kicks it left corner. Harriet back up top to Hall. Good patience by Newark, looking for a good shot. Harriet, left wing. She'll dribble up top of the right hand. And now she'll hand it off up top of the key. This will be Geller. Geller works to the right wing. Swing it down left corner. There's a three-pointer on the way by Hall. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Hoban, and that was near Stevens. Front court, Hoban shot up on the right wing, or left wing by Hodge, no good. And rebound comes down. My goodness, Jones had her in a headlock. They finally called the foul. Harriet grabbed that rebound, and Jones grabbed her head. Good wrestling move.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be number five on her.
It is.
Yep. And that'll be the fourth team foul now on Hoban. So one more, and Newark will go to the line and shoot. So it'll be Wildcat basketball. Two-point lead. They'll take it out of bounds in the backcourt on the baseline, and Hoban will set up in a full-court press. With a 1-2-2 press here. Let's see what happens. Ball gets inbounded to Geller. And there's a trap to take away, put up by Davis, shot no good. And that rebound come down to Geller. Front court with the ball, there's a shot up and in. How about that? Quackenbush scores. And one. After a rough first half here for Emma Quackenbush, the 5'11 sophomore, she's come alive when her team's needed it. She gives them a four-point lead with the opportunity to stretch it to five. Sophomore forward shoots it with the left hand. No good. Rebound loose to her. Picked up by Newark.
Oh, boy.
And now Quackenbush has it back. Top of the key. They'll pull it out. Right side over to Quackenbush. She'll move the basketball towards the basket. Lost it. Picked it up. Now Eckenrode. Eckenrode out by half court. Picked up her dribble. Nowhere to go. Gives it to Geller. 1 minute to go. Geller. She'll pull it out by half court. Guarded tightly by Banda. And there's going to be the takeaway and the steal. There goes Kennedy the other direction for Hoban. And we're going to get a block, foul, count the bucket. And Hoban will go to the free throw line with a chance for the old-fashioned three.
A nice job there by Kennedy, taking it to the hole. She knew she was going to get fouled. She just had to put it up strong.
Did a good job getting the basket moving, or the ball moving towards the basket, and got it to drop. Good heads-up play. Addie Hall picks up that foul, her third.
She can make it a one-point game here with the traditional three-point play.
Just a second team foul on Newark. Free throw up on the way. Front iron no good. A rebound comes down to Newark. That was number 34, Harriott. Here comes Quackenbush now into the front court. She'll have it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. He'll give it up to Geller. Geller has it on the right side. She'll dribble. Out by half court, top of the key. Now works right side. Stutter step, and looks like she palmed that. No call. Quackenbush has it left side. Eckenrode lay up right side. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Davis. And she did get away the travel back there.
Yes, she did.
Banda has it the front corner, the right wing. Now up top, Davis. Back over to Banda on the right side. She'll take a deep three, and she made it, but waved it off because Coach Pam Davis called a timeout. Oh, they'll talk about that in the huddle.
Oh, yeah.
So timeout on the floor. We've got 12 seconds to go. Newark with a two-point lead. We'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's girls high school basketball, Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Here out of the timeout, 12 seconds to go, 52-50 Newark. And how about that chain of events? Taylor Banna made that three, but in the stroke of her three, head coach Pam Davis called a timeout. That would have gave Hoban a one-point lead.
Yeah.
Frankly, we're trying to draw the reference to the Larry Bird days when Quincy Jones did that to Larry Bird in a championship series. So it'll be Hoban basketball. They'll have it sideline out of bounds right in front of their bench. This will be nearest Stevens to inbounds. 12 seconds to go. And Pam Davis wanted to see how they were set up, calls another timeout. So 30-second timeout here. We'll take a break with it. We'll come back here on more WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
And 12 seconds to go here in the fourth period. Newark clinging to a two-point lead, 52-50. Newark is now in the bonus as Hoban has five team fouls. Newark just has two team fouls here, so they're not in danger of putting Hoban at the line. They can play a little clock management here with those fouls. That's one thing I like about that rule change, is that's a little different strategy at the end of the game.
Yeah, it really does.
So it'll be Hoban basketball here. Two to tie, three to take the lead, 12.6 seconds left. Nearest Stevens will have it sidelined right in front of the bench.
Don't be surprised here to see Banta fire up another three.
Absolutely. I wonder what she told Coach Davis in that huddle during the timeout.
Give me the rock.
Yeah, there you go. I can do it again, Coach. Just don't call a timeout.
Now Newark looks like they're going to call a timeout. Or are they?
Well, we got a stoppage of some kind. Yes. And who took it?
Newark, I believe. I saw one of the players calling timeout, and then nobody was acknowledging it.
And the officials are going to talk about it. I'm not sure what the... Nonetheless, the players are going to get a timeout out of this, no matter if anybody took it or not.
Yeah.
Which is good. We got two coaches here playing a little cat and mouse here, and this is fun to watch. Two very good veteran coaches. You said it earlier, we have a combined over 1,000 wins with these two. That's quite impressive.
It is impressive, and I'll tell you what, I get the privilege a lot of times to work with partners that have been coaches, most recently Randy Montgomery.
Oh, yes.
From Triway, as a guy that I've broadcast with. And, you know, there's 600 wins right there with Randy Montgomery. And I tell you, I do football with Tom McDaniels.
Oh, yeah.
Another guy, you know, that it's like going to school for me. I just get there and just absorb all the knowledge.
You work with legends is what you're telling
me,
Frank.
Yeah, that's right. I am very fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. We're fortunate to be here today, and we've got a good one. 52-50 Newark lead. Sooner or later, we'll get this one back underway. A good game of cat and mouse here. It's part of the game. It's been a tight one throughout. Both teams back and forth. All right, here we go. Mira Stevens. She'll have on the sideline. Inbounds Banta. Left wing Davis. Going to try to throw it inside off. There's that play.
There's
shot
that
was
play.
Put up by Stevens. Missed it. Rebound. Quackenbush. Front court. Hall. She'll hold it. And what? Did they blow the whistle?
Yeah, I got a foul in the backcourt.
Ah.
But,
foul
Troy, that was the play. It was there.
And it's been there all day.
And they just missed it.
They do such a good job disguising that. I'll tell you, Nira Stevens finds a way to get to that low block where the ball's coming.
Yep.
You know, it's almost like a wheel route in football.
It is. It really is.
That aside, it's going to send Newark to the free throw line. So she makes both these and you'll ice it.
Yeah.
Well, you never say never here. We got a fan doing a little officiating from the stands down here. First free throw up on the way. Got it.
Boy. Ice in her veins. She didn't even feel that.
No. Addie Hall has one more. She's got 13 on the afternoon. Three-point lead, Newark makes the second one.
4 of 6 from the line.
14 points, four-point lead, 2 seconds, 1 second. Ball game over, Newark gets the win. Game five is in the book. The Newark Wildcats defeat the Archbishop Hoban Knights in a thriller. Stay tuned. Game number six is on the way next here as we've got the Green Bulldogs versus the Anthony Wayne Generals coming your way next here on WKLM.